Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I want to say good morning to my absolutely fabulous, wonderful, couldn't be without her on Saturday mornings, my co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, Apostle Banks. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is so, it's such a good thing to be able to look out of my window. The fact that I'm looking out the window means that I'm still alive. So to God be the glory.
Yes.
That he kept us throughout the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I am just so excited, everybody. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I know we have a lot of things going on, but just because God is God, I am excited about what he is doing. Praise be unto God. And while we're at it, let me say good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to you, beloveds. Good morning to their daughter, Tamika Shelton. Good morning to Teresa in Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for such an awesome, wonderful woman of God, you know, that spoke last Saturday. She prayed and awesome prayer that went forth. We thank God for her. To Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania, my nephew, got the opportunity to speak with him 2 days ago, and I thank God for that. Praise be unto God. And to Deacon Thomas Farr, God bless you, man of God. Remember his show, Issues Christian Men Talk. Praise be unto God. To Prophetess Dorn, to Prophet and Songbird Crawford in Tennessee, good morning, good morning, good morning. To Joyce in New York, hey, girl, you were the first one that signed on this morning. God bless you, my love. God bless you, God bless you. I tell you, it's a good day to be saved. Hallelujah. A great day to be saved, and we truly thank God for it. To all of our New Vision listeners, God bless you, men and women of God. Thank you for your love and your support. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to be with us first thing on a Saturday morning. We do give God praise for you. Minister Tabika, is anything you'd like to share before you pray?
Yes, ma'am. Your apostle is off the hook this morning. I love it, though. I love it. She always brings joy. She always brings joy. Everything that she says and does, she always brings joy. So I just thank God for her heart and the person that he created her to be, because she has the heart of God, and she wants to make sure that people, you know, have what they need and are taken care of. And so I just thank God for her selflessness. I thank God that he chose her to be and walk in the role that she's in. She doesn't take it lightly. And sometimes, you know, we try to tell her to take a moment, you know, sit down, get some rest, beloved. You can't keep going like this. And she acts like she's listening to us. But then if you call her, what are you doing? Oh, well, I had okay, beloved, okay. So, you know, I'm just thanking God that he has deposited his strength. Because that's what she's going off of, history.
Amen.
So, to God be the glory.
Yes.
Today is a very special day For me, I will be honored as one of the contributing authors today in a virtual gala. I was a contributing author in a book called Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, the visionary Dr. Tashika Green, and a couple of other authors were on a couple uh-huh. weeks ago. And so today is the day where we're honored. You guys, it's a whole virtual thing. So I am curious to see how this is going to work. And it's through Zoom. So I'm real curious to see how this is going to work. So I will give feedback later on how it went. But again, God is making ways for us still to connect, although we're unable to connect in person to the capacity that we mm-hmm. once could. That does not shut off relationships. That does not mean that we still can't gather. We just have to gather virtually. Amen. We can still share the word of God virtually. So just because we can't be inside of the building does mm-hmm. not stop us from gathering. So God is still making a way for his word to be released. He's still making a way for people's lives to be touched. So I give God the praise and everything that he's doing. So
don't forget to tell them how they can get a copy of your book.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach me at my email address is beautifullycreatedb@gmail.com. And that's BEAUTIFLY created, CREATED, and the letter B as in boy, @gmail.com. The book is $24. And if you send me an email, I can just give you all the information on how you can pay. You can pay through Zelle, PayPal, and Cash App. Yeah, I think those are the three. So if you're interested, just hit me up on that email address that I gave you. Amen. And also, Apostle, do you want to announce, before we go into prayer and stuff, do you want to announce the next, what we're doing for December, or wait to the end?
Oh, we can announce it now and then also, you know, near the end, because there are people who aren't on the air with us right now. Beloved, first of all, next Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we are taking that weekend off ourselves. So there will be a replay of a show on next Saturday. There will be a replay. So we wanted to let you know that now. And for the month of December, we're going to do our spiritual gifts. We're going to share each one of the gifts. We're going to show you the pros and the cons, how they work with one another. But we're going to spend the whole month on spiritual gifts in the month of December. So I ask you, you know, those that are saying, I don't know why I was created, I don't know why I do this that way, or why she or he does something in a certain manner, get your people together, your spouses and so forth, get them together for the month of December. We're going to walk thoroughly through the spiritual gifts in the month of December. So remember, next Saturday will be a replay. And so with that being said, it'll be a replay because it's Thanksgiving weekend and we're taking some time off. See, I can take some time off. See, Tamika, I can. Hallelujah. There you go. So we won't be on the air live, but we will be on the air and we're playing one of the old shows on the air for next Saturday. And, and then the month of December, we'll be doing the spiritual gifts. So let me right now say happy Thanksgiving to all of you, because I won't see you, talk to you again before next Saturday or before Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. And I pray that this will be a time that no matter what goes on in your life, you will still be able to say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Back in your hands, beloved. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father God. Well, at this time, we are going to honor our Father in prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank
glory,
you.
Glory, 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 glory.
Yes,
glory.
Oh Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Glory
Lord.
To God.
Thank
Glory
you,
to
Lord.
Your marvelous name, O Father.
Yes,
we give
oh
you
God.
Praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, O God.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Lord, we just bless your mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We bless your mighty name. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh God.
Mm.
Father,
thank
there
you.
Is none like you. Hallelujah. None like you. None like, oh my goodness, it's none
Jesus.
Like you, Father God. Hallelujah, oh God. So we just praise your name, Lord God, because there is none like you, Father God. Everything that you have done and are doing and the things to come, Father, nobody can do it like you. Hallelujah. Even though the imposters have tried, hallelujah, Lord, there is none like you, God. Nobody
yes,
can love
God.
Us the way you love us, oh God. Nobody can provide for us the way that you provide for us, Father God. No one, Lord God, can embrace us the way you embrace us, oh God. Nobody can mentor us and coach us and minister to us the way you minister and do all those
yes,
things,
Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Nobody can heal us like you can, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody can make a way out of no way like you can, Father. No one can move situations and mountains and giants out of our way like you do, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And for that,
Lord,
we want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Are grateful for everything you are doing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, even though there is a dark cloud upon us, Father God, your light still shines, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your light has the ways of just piercing through every dark area in the name of Jesus, God. So let your light shine. Shine, God. Let your light shine. Show the people who you are, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You are marvelous
yes,
in
yes,
all your
yes,
ways,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. Hallelujah,
Jesus,
Lord God. The
you,
way,
Lord,
Lord God,
you, Lord.
You touch us, oh, God. The promises, that your promises never come back until you void, Father God. The blessings that you have with our name on it, Father Lord. Nobody
yes,
can take
Jesus.
That away from us, Father. Nobody, Father God, can open doors, oh God, and nobody can close doors the way that you do, Father. Even when somebody tries to sabotage stuff, Lord God, trying to keep stuff away from us, God, they don't have the final say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
oh,
God. And God,
Jesus.
I just see you, Lord God, in the midst, God. I just see you, Lord God, where somebody tried to take something that wasn't theirs and somebody tried to sabotage somebody's interview or somebody's promotion, God. And I just see you, Father God, Lord, just making a way, God. I see you just taking care of all of that and allowing your will to be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus, God. And God, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, Lord God, what it is that's going on, Lord God. If we were to keep our eyes on you, hallelujah.
Yes,
if
yes,
we were to keep
yes,
our
yes.
eyes on you, God, how great our lives would be, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just continue, Lord God, to just lift you up and say thank you and to love and honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for your love, God. We pray for those that, because we know that the holidays are coming up, Father God.
Yes,
and Lord,
yes.
we just pray for the brokenhearted even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, where depression has already set in the name of Jesus because of the holidays, God, Lord, we pray for them now. We pray that this year will be different. We pray that this year they won't go into that shell where they normally go, and they won't go into that shell, Father God. But, Lord
yes.
God, that they will rise above the hurt of the holidays, oh God. And although we understand it, Lord God, I still pray for joy. I still pray, Father
yes.
God, that they'll wake up, Lord God, on that day, Father God, and still smile and still thank you and still rejoice in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God.
Yes,
and God,
Jesus.
We know that a lot of families have lost loved ones this year unexpectedly. expectantly, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And God, this is the season where most people don't even want to be around other people, Father, because of that. And Lord God, and we know that we've lost millions of people, thousands of people this year, Father God, and all death hurts. But when it's unexpectedly, it hurts even more, Father. So, Lord, I just thank you right now, oh, God, that you are comforting your people. Lord God, I pray that they'll be able to be around family, that they will allow family to love on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, so we just thank you for your peace during this season. God, I just pray that even this season that people wouldn't be so focused on buying gifts this season, oh, God, but this season would be different, Lord God, that people's focus would be on you. I mean, genuinely, just differently this time, Lord God. I just pray that this time the focus will be on you. This is the start, Lord God, of Christmas and Thanksgiving, where our focus would be on you and you alone. Oh, God, we love you. We honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we do thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. There is none like you. Praise be unto God. I would like to take the moment as well to say, happy birthday to Tyreek Faison. He's my grandson in the Lord. Happy birthday to you. His birthday is tomorrow. And happy birthday to my granddaughter, Dominique. Her birthday will be on Monday. Praise be unto God. And then to my grandson, Daniel. His birthday will be on next Saturday. Praise be unto God for you and to all of the rest of the November babies. We may have said happy birthday earlier in the month, of course, for November. But, you know, as we're coming around to the end of it, I just want to say, again, happy birthday to you. And also, just to congratulate Minister Tabika on her contributing author part in the book that that is being virtually shared and this afternoon via Zoom. Just congratulations to you, beloved, and all that you've done, those awesome women, that all of you have written a chapter in the book. And we thank God for when you were on the show a couple of weeks ago. Just really praise the Lord for it, and much, much success to you and to each one of the authors. One more time, beloved, could you give them a way of getting in touch with you so that they can purchase the books? Heart to Heart, we want to support our own, and want you all, if you can, you know, purchase a book from Minister Tabika to support this project that they're working on. Beloved, give them the information, please.
Yes, ma'am. So my email address is beautifullycreatedb, and that is BEAUTULLY, created, CREATED, and the letter B as in boy, at gmail.com. The book is $24, and you can, if you're interested, when you contact me via email, I will give you all of my payment information. I have Zelle, PayPal, and Cash App. So whatever one that you choose to use is fine. You really will be blessed by the stories of the women that are that have contributed to this book. I've been on, like, what are they called? Like, author chats and stuff during the week. And although I haven't physically met the young ladies, we already have something in common. And so, again, this is part of sisterhood, supporting one another. And it doesn't matter that I've never, you know, met them before. It's we have supported each other in this anthology. So to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, saints. All righty. All righty. All righty. Well, earlier in my daughter's prayer here, you heard how she spoke about the time that, you know, this is a time dealing with the holidays, and there are lots of people that are grieving during the holidays. A lot of lives were lost due to the pandemic. Unexpected demise has happened throughout this season as well. Another one of my granddaughter-in-law's, she lost her baby. She was, I forgot how many weeks pregnant, or 2 months maybe. I think she was 2 months, 9 weeks pregnant. And she lost the baby just last week. And, you know, so there's a lot of folks that are grieving during this time. Minister Tabika and I had the opportunity of taking a class on bereavement. It was a 3-week class that we took on bereavement. And there is so much information that we received, and looking at the different types of reasons that people grieve. You know, when we think bereavement and grief and mourning, you know, you think about people passing away, that we lose a loved one, a loved one. But people grieve when they have divorces. People don't feel that folks that are having extra marital affairs, that if someone in that affair passes away, the one that is committing the adultery and so forth has no right to grieve. You know, we've seen that. People that are dealing with suicide, you know, there's people's different attitudes about the way people passed away, and versus the fact that you lost a loved one and so forth. We learned a lot of information. And with all of that in mind, this morning, what we're going to do is talk about and share with you 7 Psalms. You know, the Psalms that David wrote, that he wrote the majority of. We're going to share with you 7 Psalms of hope when the holidays hurt. 7 Psalms of hope when the holiday hurts. And this was written by Michael Maddox. We always like to give credit where credit is due. And so we just want to share, you know, with that and expound on what it is that we're looking at. And this is important to each one of us. And and just the way we said that, you know, many people have lost folks. You know, I just through virtual what do you call this stuff? Virtual whatever it is, just had the home going service for a cousin of mine. Last week we had a homegoing service, and it was done all through Zoom, and except for, of course, the immediate family that was there at the actual service. And so, you know, people are using Zoom and all other types of technical ways of connecting when we can't physically connect. So we're still connecting. So to God be the glory. So the holidays, you know, are supposed to be one of the most joyous times of the year. And even though it's supposed to be the most joyous times of the year, when you have lost someone, it can also be the most grievous time of the year. And that loss also does not just have to do, again, with death. You know, when there's divorce and or separation, things of this, you know, serious relationships torn apart. Grief is there. And it's a struggle for people, you know, to try to rejoice and to grieve at the same time. You know, if you're the person that has survived the the tragedy of losing someone, and here it is holiday season, and you're getting together with family and so forth, and people want you to be able to rejoice in that time right along with them. But by the same token, you know, you're grieving a loss here as well. You know, here it is Thanksgiving dinner, and there's an empty chair at the dining room table. There are remembrances, and every moment, you know, that you're dealing with that leads you to wrestle with how to enjoy the holiday while still honoring the lives of those that you love and that you hold so dear to your heart. So as we go through these seven psalms, you know, we want you to be encouraged. First of all, let us say what we learned in our bereavement class, and we knew already from ministerial training, beloved, it is okay to grieve. It is okay to weep. It is okay to mourn. It is okay. God designed you that way. He designed you that way. The deeper the love you have for somebody, the deeper the loss that there is when this happens. But we can find peace and comfort in the Word of God. We can find peace and comfort in the Word of God. So we're going to start with Psalms 3. I'm not going to read the entire passage because we've done a lot of talking and we just have the half hour left. So I'm not going to read the whole Psalm. But in Psalms 3, verse 3, it says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. But you, O Lord, are my shield about me, my shield and my buckler, my glory, and the lifter of my head." So, you know, there may be times, you know, during this season when you just feel like, you know, like I don't want to get out of bed. My heart is heavy. I can't even lift my head up off this pillow. You know, you may find it so difficult to move and to get about. But the hope in this Psalms is the fact that God is the lifter of our head, our countenance, and ultimately the lifter of our heart. He doesn't hold back his blessings when we are hurting. He still blesses us, and that is through his word. And it's an awesome, awesome thing when you're able to read the Psalms, read the word of God, and know that he is who he says he is, and he will do exactly what he said he would do. Beloved, what do you say? And you may do the next one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That is true. We want God to be the lifter of our head, especially when we feel like we're not going to make it or we can't go on. You know, we call on a name, on his name, and he's there to help us. And so, and I know he understands the difficult times that we go through. He understands it, and he doesn't look at us like, "Will you get yourself together? Like, it's been 20 years. Get yourself together." You know, and what we have the tendency to do that to people instead of, you know, praying for them and asking them what is it you can do to help them through it. We feel like, you know, it's been 20 years. You should be over that by now. And I feel like that's very insensitive for people to do. You know, even if you don't understand it, you know, everybody's grieving process is the same. So, I mean, I'm sorry, it's different. So you cannot... Yeah, you cannot compare your grieving process to somebody else's. And then sometimes when people don't grieve or they grieve for a day or so, you should be nervous about that. When you see people that have lost a loved one and they don't talk about it or they haven't cried, or when somebody says something about it, they like change the subject or brush the person off. That's something that we should be concerned about, because that means that that person is internalizing what happened. And when you don't deal with stuff the right way, it can turn into something negative. So we just have to have patience with people when they're going through. Amen. Amen. All right. So the next psalm is Psalm 11, and it says, "In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain?" And that was Psalm 11 and 1. And so we know that in this psalm that David declares the truth he knows about God and follows, you know, with this question that implies his willingness to stay and endure. And, you know, for us, we go through things and sometimes, you know, we have that tendency to run. We have that tendency to ask God to, you know, God, can you just make it stop or take it away from me? And we just want it to be over because it's uncomfortable, it's painful. We don't want to deal with the situation and we just want God to just take it away. However, if God was to always just take things away, there are many things that we would miss, things that he's trying to build within us, the growth and maturity that he wants us. So God is our refuge. We can go to him. We can cry out to him. If you feel like you need to run or escape from something, run to God. That's who you should be running to. Uh-huh. Don't, you know, the situation seems so big when we look at them, but we have to remember that our God is greater. And so all we have to do is run to him, run into his arms. You know, sometimes when I'm feeling down or whatever, I picture God with his arms open. And it's like I envision myself running into his arms, into that safe place, and where he's just holding me and consoling me. And, you know, it makes me feel better. So, you know, the times where you want to run, just be like, you know, Lord, help. I'm running to you, Lord God. I'm running to you. And we have to get to that point where we trust God so much that we'll stay and endure whatever it is that we're going through. Because, again, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and his word is true. So we just have to know in our hearts that his word is true and trust him even in the process. Apostle, what do you think?
Amen, amen. Absolutely true. And you know, and sometimes we find it so difficult to trust God and anyone else in the process. You know, that's a difficult thing to do, especially when we have the tendency to blame God, you know, for the losses that we have. We absolutely blame him for the divorces, blame him for the affairs, blame him for the deaths of our loved ones. This is not something that is unusual, you know, in our process. You know, it is something that we do, but God wants us to know that we can still trust him. Because he didn't do those things that we blame him for, that we can still trust him. Let's look at Psalms 18. And the verse that we're looking at in Psalms 18 is verse 6. And it says, In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. And from his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Now, I want to go back to that Psalms. I'm going to go back to that Psalms, and I want to read you the first five verses and then including verse 6. I want to read this to you. And it starts out in verse 1. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Beloved, we hear in that all of the distress that David was going through, and he said he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. And see, sometimes we need to be reminded that God hears. We need to be reminded that he hears. And I know when we think about God hearing, then there are other questions that come about. Well, if God hears and knows, then why doesn't he fix the problem? Why did he let this happen? Couldn't he see this, that, and the other? Didn't he know what the results of this was going to be? So many questions that come about, and grieving, the heart longs to find an answer for all of these things. And sometimes the answer isn't about fixing the problem. It's about following the person of Jesus. That's what we need to do. That is the key to surviving deep, grief-filled seasons. When we draw nearer to the heart of God and follow hard after his direction, he comforts in a way that is unexplainable, totally unexplainable. Beloved, I can remember, if I look back over my life, I can remember some of the deepest, darkest times that I've had. And I remember crying out to God. At that point in time, I wasn't thinking about the fact that he heard me or that he hears me. I guess I did have something in there was saying that he hears me, because if I didn't think he was hearing me, I wouldn't have cried out to him and prayed. I wouldn't have wasted my time. But I believed in my inner man and my spirit man that I knew that God would hear me. And as I began to cry out to him, whew, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, whew, as I began to cry out to him for some of the saddest, most grievous times in my life, that's when the room like became filled with his presence. That's when I felt comforted in him. That's when I felt like I was crawling up in his lap and he was just hugging me and holding on to me. This is the comfort that passes, the peace rather, that passes all understanding. That's what Paul talked about. That type of peace that came by, all because of the fact that I cried out to him. But not just that I cried out to him and called upon him. It was that he heard me. He heard me. So Psalms 18:6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. And from his temple, he heard my voice. And my cry to him reached his ears. What a comfort. What a peace. What hope in Christ Jesus to know that he hears when we cry out. Beloved.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yeah. That is very peaceful. And it's a very, it gives us security. To know that when we cry out that he hears us, and he doesn't just hear us, he comes to our rescue. He comes to see, you know, why we are crying out. Our cries don't fall on deaf ears. It's just like when the baby is crying and we run to go see, you know, what's going on, why is he or she crying. So the cries are not falling on deaf ears. And I just, you know, the comfort in knowing that, you know, the comfort in knowing that he hears us when we cry. He hears us when we pray. You know, he hears us when we are in praise and worship. And, you know, we're worshiping the Father. You know, we're crying out to him. I mean, and then you can, I mean, I know I can, when his presence enters the room. There is a shift.
Ooh.
And
yes.
you can feel the shift. You can feel the atmosphere change. It's like a peace that you can't explain. It's like you don't want to move from that place. You know, and the whole time, you know, it's like, just don't go anywhere, Lord. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right here with me, Lord. Just stay right here. And, you know, you could be in that place and, you know, once it's over, you look at the clock and you're like, oh, my goodness, I've been in his presence for 5 hours. And it doesn't even feel like you have been there that long. So, you know, that is those we need those a lot. We need those a lot, and we have to make time for that to happen. He's not going to force that, you know, on us. We have to make time for that to happen, intentional time, just like we make time for everything else and everybody else, making time to be in his presence, because that is where we are filled. That is where we are healed. You know, that is where we get the wisdom and knowledge. It's just everything that comes in when the presence of the Lord fills the room.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So the next one is Psalm 23. And everyone knows this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I remember this was in a season that I was in. This was my favorite scripture. It got me through a lot of dark moments, you know, feeling like, you know, God, I feel like I'm about to die. Like, God, please just help me through this. You know, this is so hard. I just want to leave, you know. I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in this place. Like, God, I did not sign up for this. But this scripture was in my heart. And I would, you know, just say it and meditate on it, and I memorized it. And I'm like, you know, this is what's keeping me stable. You know, God's word keeps us stable. His word keeps us sane. His word keeps us, it gives us a security. It touches our hearts. And, it, you know, when a heart feels safe, it feels free. When a heart feels secure, it lives confident. When a heart feels stable, fear is not able to overtake it. And so in the message we find tucked within the words of Psalm 23 is that no matter if you are deep in the valley, barely holding on for dear life, or if you are walking in the goodness of God, the key we find in Psalm 23 is that as long as you are with the shepherd, all is well and will be well. And it reminds, you know, it reminds us, this, the author is saying, it reminds him of the old hymn, "It is well with my soul." You know, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. And we have to get to that point that, you know, no matter what's going on around us, you know, it is well with my soul. And a lot of times we're impatient, or we're frustrated, or we're discouraged and disappointed because we haven't allowed the Lord to take over for us. We're trying to be in control. We're trying to control the situations, and that's where anxiety and other things come about, because we won't allow the Lord to take over for us. We just want to be in control of everything. And when you're in control of everything, you get overwhelmed because you're trying to be God. You're trying to do things that's God's responsibility to do. And so when you're trying to be in control of every situation, there's no way in your humanness that you can be in control of every situation. So just give it to the Lord and allow him to show you how to navigate or how to move through whatever it is that you are trying to control. Amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen, absolutely. And, you know, and that's giving up control is one of the hardest things for us to do. And that comes from the fact that we feel that we can't trust other people, nor can we trust God. We don't trust ourselves, you know. So so we do our best to hold on and keep the control of things because we feel that we will be better off if we can control things. But we have to learn how to relinquish things and let the shepherd do what he chooses to do. So Psalms 27 is the next one that we're looking at. And the whole Psalms is good, but verse 13, which says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The hope in this verse, beloved, is the fact that it's what it is we choose to see. So many times, you know, as we're going through things and we see with our natural eye all that is right there in front of us, we see the calamity, we see the trials, we see the death, we see the war, we see the riots, we see the hunger, we see the poor, we see all of these things, dealing with our own lives, you know, we see these things. But here it's talking about in the land of the living, I choose to see the goodness of the Lord. That's what I'm looking for, is the goodness of the Lord. So this holiday season, as we're going through the season, don't just see the negativity, the loss, the things that you're grieving for. See the goodness of the Lord. Find the hope in the season, in your day. Find the joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Find the joy in it. You know, when you don't look for good, you don't find it. When you don't look for good, you don't find it. When you are looking for good, you will find it. So we need to work hard to see what God has for us today. That's why, again, it's so easy every single day to say, for me, y'all, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will. I am commanding myself. I am willing myself to rejoice and be glad in it. One of my face coverings, one of my masks, says the quotes that's part of the scripture that Minister Tabika just spoke about. And it says, it is well with my soul. So in other words, we got to walk out here and wear masks everywhere we go, no matter whether we can breathe in them or not, but we can't be out in public without a mask on. We're going through a serious pandemic, but you know, beloved, and I've had four cousins die with this virus, four of them in this season, and you know what? Still, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And in this, it is because in the land of the living, I see the goodness of the Lord. I see the goodness of the Lord in the midst of all of this. He is still good. I find hope. I find joy in what it is that we are going through. Not joy in this thing. Not in it. The joy isn't in it. My joy and my hope is in the Lord. And that's where the joy and the hope is. So I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Beloved, go ahead, darling, for the next one. Praise God.
Amen, amen. The next one is Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Fear is bound to walk with grief. And so fear opens up all types of demonic, dark doors that if we're not careful, will take over our lives. And if things that we come up against and we just don't know the outcome can cause fear. Recently, my husband was in a car accident. His blood sugar had dropped, and he hit two cars. To God be the glory, you know, that could have been a grieving process right now.
Yes,
but
yes.
God stepped in and said, no, you know, no way. And when my sister called my job to tell me, because his business partner had been calling my phone, but because I can't have my phone out at work, I had missed several calls, so I didn't know what was going on. And then my sister happened to call Mark's phone for something, and his business partner answered the phone, and that's how she found out. And then she called my job. So when I picked up the phone and I heard her voice, I immediately got nervous before
yes.
she even said anything, because she never calls my job. And so when she told me what happened, it was like I went numb a little bit. And she was like, he's okay, he's okay, but you need to leave. You need to leave work to get to him. And so, you know, when I knew he was okay, you know, thanking God, like, Lord, I thank you. This could have been worse. But then fear kind of set in, because then here comes the enemy. Well, you know your insurance is going to go up because it was his fault. You know, like all of these things started to flood. And then, you know, the insurance company, you know, said that we wouldn't have a deductible, that they would take care of everything. And then we get a letter that says that if our policy doesn't cover the two cars, let's just say they're totaled, and the total amount that our insurance policy won't cover, then basically we'll be responsible for the rest, and we'll have to get a lawyer and all this other stuff. And fear came, like, and so I said, you know, I read the letter to Mark, and he said, I'm not worried about that. I already prayed. So I'm not worried about it. And I'm like, okay. Thank you, Lord. But that immediate fear of, what's going to happen? You know, like, are we going to have to come up with all this other money? And I'm like, Lord, you know, it was a medical emergency. You know, he couldn't avoid it. He couldn't help it. It happened. So, Father, you know, step in. And I remember,
yes.
I think I shared with this scripture. Oh, no, it wasn't on here. I think it was on the prayer line, beloved. When I think it's Exodus. Let me find it really quick. Exodus, I think it's Exodus 14:14. One second. Exodus 14:14. It says the Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. And I kept seeing the scripture. And I kept, before the accident happened, I kept seeing the scripture. And I'm like, okay. I got it, but I didn't know, like, what it meant. Like, every time I keep seeing the same scripture that I'm meditating on, and I keep seeing it in other places. I saw it on Instagram and different places, and I'm like, okay, what are you saying? And so I always feel like God always prepares me for certain things that's about to happen. And so I said, okay, Lord, I said this back to him. You will fight. You will fight for me. Just stay calm. So I have to stay calm. He's going to fight this for us. So I'm not going to let the worry and the fear come in as to, Lord, how are we going to do this? You know, and when I say we, it's Mark and I, how are we going to do this? But, Lord God, when I say we, how are we, meaning you included, you know, how are we going to do this?
Let's do this,
and
yes.
So, yeah, so I gave it to God. I'm leaving it there. Lord, fight for us, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And the last verse that we have for you today, and in finding hope during these holidays of the hurt during the holidays, is Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, Here's the rest of it. A very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. When our heart is hurting, the heart is filled with trouble. It's unsteady. It's shaky. It's trembling. There's sadness. There's grief, pain. Physical pain is produced. All of these things, these are very real feelings, and there's validity in expressing the pain of loss and change in trauma. But as we hurt, we turn to the one place where we know we can find relief, and that's God's word. This gives us the answer, the help, and the way to move forward. God is our refuge and our strength. He is a very present help in trouble, the very present help in trouble. You know, grief can be paralyzing. Excuse me. It can be paralyzing, and it takes a normal life, and it fills it with trauma that is difficult to process, and we can feel and it feels like it's impossible for us to move beyond this. But knowing that God is with us isn't just a quick fix to bandage a wound. It's a constant salve that soothes the ache of a hurting soul. God is with you, beloved. He's with me. He's with Minister Tabika and Mark. He's with each one of you that's on this line. God is able to help. He's able to help. You might still cry and miss your loved one. You might still have days and moments when you ask God those hard questions. But the hope you hold is knowing that God's word gives you a place to run to and to lean on when the pain feels too complicated. Please, beloved, don't let anything that you're going through cause you to run away from God. We should be running to God. You know, on the prayer line, we were discussing, excuse me, how, you know, when the word says, what the enemy means for bad, God can take it, turn it around, and good can come out of it. And they said, you know, what good is coming out of the pandemic? And beloved, there has been so much good that has come out of this pandemic. There are people, of course, who have lost their jobs, but the mother of necessity has caused them to start their own businesses. They've become creative, learning new ways of how to earn money. There are new ministries that have come out of this. New Vision for Life, we did not have a bereavement ministry. And because of the pandemic, we took the course and we will start up a bereavement ministry. We've had lots of people that we've had to try to walk through this grief process, and we did not have the professional know-how. Of course, we have God. And with God still being in control, there are certain things we should be doing and things we should be careful on what we're saying and how we present things to people and so forth. So out of this new ministry, there are new ministries from many other people, you know, not just the bereavement ministry inside of, or from our ministry, but other people who are members of other churches are starting up their own ministries, getting out and helping more and more people. What the enemy meant for bad, God will take it and turn it around and bring good. The whole world is praying now like they've never prayed before. And each time we have a major crisis, you know, we turn to prayer. We turn to praying to Almighty God. God is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. Beloved, I pray that as we shared with you these different verses, that you have pulled one, pulled them all, and read them, use them for yourselves, use them for other people to help them get through this season. These psalms were psalms of hope when there's hurt during the holidays. Beloved, our time is up. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. I pray. And I know we can't have Thanksgiving dinners with our families the way that we used to when we had 20 and 30 people at grandma's house, mama's house. You know, we can't do it that way. But however you do it, beloved, please, please enjoy yourself. Be thankful. Be grateful unto God. Continue to trust in Him. Truly, He is with you. And remember to say, it is well with my soul. It is well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, that is it for us today. Minister Tabika, God bless you, woman of God. And I'll see you later. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen.
God bless everyone.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life and Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as He does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that He bestowed upon them. And then God, in His awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings He bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.